Thank you and good morning. Eureka police surrounded Humboldt Motorsports on Tuesday morning in downtown Eureka after an employee inside the business confronted a burglar who was inside the business at just before 7:30. Police responded to a burglar alarm at the shop and contacted the employee who had prevented the suspect, 34-year-old Jerry Gill, from leaving the shop with a stolen motorcycle. Gill had attempted to drive the stolen bike through a front door window, and when police arrived on scene, they took him into custody. Gill was booked for burglary, robbery, and vehicle theft, along with outstanding warrants, while the employee was treated for a bite wound after Gill bit him during a struggle. There were no other suspects on scene, and surveillance video revealed that Gill acted alone. The Military Advanced Education and Transition Guide has named Humboldt State University as one of its top schools based on its military culture, financial aid, general support, on-campus support, and online support, and was one of more than 600 schools graded by the service. HSU's Veterans Enrollment and Transition Service Program, VETS, assists military veterans in transitioning back to civilian life and to life on campus. Program Officer Kim Hall said HSU is pleased to be recognized and that the school is a dynamic resource for active service members who have moved from the military to civilian life. Jordan Christmas has news from Rio Dell.
Rio Dell residents will have the opportunity to voice their opinion at a public hearing held at the City Council chambers at City Hall on Thursday night. The Rio Dell Planning Commission will hold a meeting to discuss the medical marijuana land use ordinance. During the hearing, two options will be discussed, the first regarding the establishment of regulations for the cultivation, processing, and manufacturing of medical marijuana within city limits, and the option to adopt an ordinance to ban the process altogether. The meeting will begin Thursday night at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Jordan. The CHP has not yet released the name of the 24-year-old woman who died as a result of injuries she sustained in a single-vehicle collision on Highway 96 on Monday morning. The woman, who was not wearing a seatbelt, lost control of her SUV and it rolled over several times and she was ejected. A 2-year-old child in the Ford was uninjured, and impairment is being considered a factor in the crash by investigators. Sheriff's deputies in Garberville arrested a woman listed on the Southern Humboldt Most Wanted list on Tuesday morning after she was located at a motel in Redway. 47-year-old Heidi Dirch, who was wanted on several warrants, was found in the motel room along with meth and drug paraphernalia. Dirch was arrested without incident and was booked on the warrants and the drug possession charges. Officials in Delnorte County and in Curry County, Oregon, have issued a missing persons report for 59-year-old Delnorte resident Lee Allen Martino, who was last seen by family members on December 10th. Martino was headed to hunt for mushrooms and was last seen on a Forest Service road wearing green rain gear, blue jeans, logging boots, and carrying a bucket. Martino has family in both Delnorte County and in Cave Junction, Oregon. Anyone with information about Martino is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods will call it a career at the end of January. Woods, who was key to the integration of the Humboldt Fire District and the Eureka Fire Department that became Humboldt Bay Fire, will be replaced by current Assistant Chief Bill Gillespie. Woods spoke about what makes the fire service special during his final appearance on Talk Shop, and he mentioned the men and women he worked with and the fact that he was able to help others as highlights in a results-based profession.
The brotherhood of the fire service, a lot of the fun things that we do. It's a lot of the camaraderie, working together for a common goal with others, and then seeing the results when we're out in the community. And for instance, when we go to a fire and we're able to deal with a situation that is the worst thing somebody could experience, we can go in there and make a difference in their lives.
Firefighters spend a lot of time together, and Woods said that working as part of a team that deals with dangerous situations daily and who also get to help others make it a worthwhile career.
And we do that as a team, and that's really the best part of being a firefighter, is not only helping others, but doing it with others and doing it in a way that's very satisfying, and you know you're immediately making a difference in somebody's lives in a positive way. And there's a lot of pleasure in that.
There is still work to be done regarding the full integration of Humboldt Bay Fire, but Ken Woods got the ball rolling, and now others will take it across the line. You can hear the entire interview with Chief Woods by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.